Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
So in this great shift where the Kundalini is moving from India and Tibet into Latin America in Chile and Peru, what is the earth trying to achieve? It is moving from the male energy of the north into the female energy of the south in the southern hemisphere. So both the hemispheres, you might say, are trying to balance themselves. And this is going to play out through us as humanity, all 8 billion of us right now. It is going to play out in the certain dynamic, and the dynamic, one of them being the male and the female principle. And how can we translate this into astrology as zodiac and as nakshatras? That's what we are going to examine in this one. But before that, we need to understand the fundamental principle of male and female energies. Now, when we talk of male and female energies with respect to the astrology and the Vedic principles themselves, you must understand that each one of us, whether we are actually in a male body or a female body, we have the left and the right sides. The left side being the female half and the right side being the male half. In astrology also, it is carried over as Sun being the zodiac ruler, all the 12 zodiac signs. The Sun is the ruler as the soul principle, and it's the external male principle. Whatever male and female signs appear as zodiac signs, they are the ones that will be externally displaying that principle. Male as the outward going principle, what is shown in the external world is the 12 zodiac signs. Number two, the moon as nakshatra, the 27 lunar mansions of the moon will be the internal female principle or the mind or the subconscious. What we carry over as even you might call karma from past lives and so on. So moon determines the subconscious principle, sun determines the external soul principle. You got to remember this fundamental point. And the balance point is where both are present, meaning each of the zodiac signs, the 12 zodiac signs, has got a male and a female dominant principle. And each of the 27 lunar mansions also has male and female principle. That is to say, each one of the nakshatras also has got a signature of male or female type in it. So where is the balance point being achieved here, you might say? The balance point, what I suggest and what I received intuitively yesterday, was the balance point where in the zodiac and in the nakshatra, there is both male and female present. That is, either the zodiac is male and the nakshatra is female, or the zodiac is female and the nakshatra is male. So both the energies being present externally or internally is where the balance point is achieved. Now let's see how this plays out in the nakshatras, which is highlighted over there. Let's examine each one, one by one. Now before we get into the details of the nakshatras and examine them one by one with the zodiacs, let us go through the rules once again. The rules are the same as the first one we saw in the previous. You got to check for the ascendant sign, which is the governing soul principle, and you got to check the moon where it is placed, and or the lords of ascendant and the lord of the moon sign. Number two, you got to check for houses number 4, 8 and 12 and or the lords of them, where the houses are placed and where the lords are placed, in which nakshatra and so on. Number three, if more planets and points are bunched in a particular nakshatra within a particular sign, then that plays out dominantly, because we are talking about a shift here. We are moving away from a very, very old energy into a very different new energy signature of balance. Everything is about balance here. Remember that balance being the key word we are addressing here. So now let's see the details of the nakshatras and zodiac signs. So have a look at that pie chart here, and I have highlighted in yellow all the portions that will have a dominant balancing principle. These are what I call the recognition nakshatras, meaning not recognition in the physical world. I mean the ones who will recognize this balance to be brought about very deeply within themselves. This is one of the factors to be considered when seeing the chart and seeing if somebody is intent on having a life principle, having a life objective of bringing about balance in any specific area of life. So let's see. Number one, in Aries, it will be the Bharani Nakshatra, because Aries is a male principle, Bharani Nakshatra is a female principle. Number two, in Gemini, it will be Ardra Nakshatra, because Gemini is a male principle and Ardra is a female principle. Number three, in the Cancer, it will be in Pushya Nakshatra, because Pushya is a male principle and Cancer is a female zodiac sign. Next, it will be in Leo, in Magha Nakshatra and Purva Falguni and the first pada of Uttara Falguni, because Leo is a male sign and Magha, Purva Falguni and the first pada of Uttara Falguni all are having female signatures. Next, in Virgo, it will come in Hasta Nakshatra, because Hasta Nakshatra is a male nakshatra and Virgo is a female zodiac sign. Number six, in Libra, the last two padas of Chitra and Swati, as well as Vishakha in the first three pada, meaning all the nakshatras that fall under the Libra sign will fall under the ambit of shift of balance. And Libra being the sign of balance between male and female, inside and outside, it will play a very dominant role in the charts wherever Libra is falling, either ascendant or any other house. Libra has got a very strong role to play in the shift, because it's all about balance and Libra is the scale. Next, in Scorpio, it will fall under Anuradha Nakshatra, because Anuradha Nakshatra is a male nakshatra and Scorpio is a female sign. In Sagittarius, it will fall under Purva Ashadha Nakshatra, which is female in signature, and Sagittarius is a male sign in zodiac. Next, we come to Capricorn. Capricorn, Uttara Ashadha Nakshatra and Shravana Nakshatra will also feel it, sense it and work with it, because Capricorn is a female sign and Shravana Nakshatra as well as Uttara Ashadha Nakshatra are male signs, male nakshatras. Next, we come to Aquarius. In Aquarius, it will be the Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, which is male, and Aquarius being a female zodiac sign. In Pisces, it'll fall into Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, which is male signature in Nakshatra, and Pisces itself is a female sign. So we have totally 11 combinations here. The only one seems to be excluded is Taurus in the zodiac sign, because it is all feminine signature there. So this is the key factor we should be using to determine what nakshatra is playing out, how balance is going to be achieved. Now, balance can be achieved in many ways. There is lots of unbalance of male and female principle between the northern and the southern hemispheres at the moment in 2023. But we are moving into this new energy which calls for balance, which demands balance. So it may be disruptive in nature. It may be sort of the kind of movement we see as Me Too movement, or the women's empowerment, or the LGBTQ, or all these kinds of movement that you see playing out in the collective. It's all about balancing the male and female principle. So sometimes each one of these nakshatras can bring about in seemingly very disruptive ways. Sometimes it'll bring about in softer ways. It all depends upon what we do as individuals and in the collective. And these nakshatras will play a dominant role in bringing about these balance. Okay? In the next one, we shall see more as I receive them. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.